Harold Schmalfeld is a past president of the Eastern Iowa Poultry Association. He's raised chickens for show, including so-called fancy or antiquity breeds. Schmalfeld says he's been raising the birds for a long time.
I started in my preteen years back in the 1940s, so if you do the arithmetic, there's been a good number of years there.
So when you started, you were raising them in a sort of urban environment, and now you raise them on a farm, is that right?
Definitely an urban environment, you know, Chicago suburb where I grew up. Now I have a few acres. I don't know if you'd call it a farm, but I have a few acres out there.
Would it be much of a challenge for someone to raise four hens in a way that wouldn't be that obtrusive or bothersome to their neighbors?
Well, I think it might depend on your neighbors. Certainly, four hens wouldn't make much noise. If they're disturbed, they might cackle, and they might be disturbed if there's a predator nearby. Maybe if your neighbor has a dog and they see the dog, they might get into a ruckus. But otherwise, there wouldn't be much noise.
So you can raise them in a way that wouldn't have a lot of smell or noise if they're raised correctly.
Yeah, if they're raised correctly and you keep their quarters dry, then there shouldn't be any problem whatever with odor. Also, the housing is important for chickens. Anyone that is going to have chickens, security is number one, I think, because of raccoons. And chickens require good ventilation, especially in summertime, and something that is draft-free in winter.
You know, there are challenges to raising chickens, but are they any more so than any other pet that would be found in a city? I was thinking
the challenges are different. I don't think they're all that bad. Certainly, if you have cats or dogs, you're not going to, at least I hope you're not going to leave them out in freezing weather. And I'm sure that you would provide them with adequate water and shade during the summer. It's, you know, the same kind of thing.
Some of the arguments that were made in the city council saying that this would open the door to other animals. Does that hold credence for you?
No, it doesn't. Not whatever. I think that is one of the most preposterous things I've heard, and I think that might be an understatement there. As far as monetary returns, one of the aldermen mentioned wouldn't be cost-effective, and certainly it is not cost-effective. I don't see where anyone would make any profit or whatever from their birds. If they wanted them for eggs, so these are going to be expensive eggs. They may be better than anything you could buy, but that's another thing.
So they may be expensive for the individual people raising them. I know enforcement was another issue that was brought up. Would there be extensive enforcement required to keep chickens in line in Macomb?
Well, I don't know. Do they anticipate having someone go door to door checking to see if people have the right number of chickens? I would assume that enforcement would be called for only if there were a complaint. If a neighbor thought you had too many chickens, or if a neighbor thought they were too noisy, or something like that, then I would say, a call by an enforcement officer would be in order.
Would there be any more enforcement required than with any other pet inside the city limits?
I don't think so. Occasionally pets will escape restriction, and they'll be wandering around the neighborhood. I don't think you'd have something like that with chickens. If the chicken got out, it might get into the neighbor's yard if there were no fence between the neighbors, but certainly they wouldn't wander very far.
Harold Schmalfeld has been raising chickens for more than seven decades. Macomb aldermen this week decided to continue a prohibition against owning chickens within city limits. One alderman suggested that those who want to raise chickens should leave town. Schmalfeld feels that is not a reasonable solution. I'm Scott Stuntz.